When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 203, 7 quotes to stop you from worrying about things you can't control, by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello, Life Optimizers. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. This is Justin Mollick, bringing you amazing blog content so that you don't have to read it yourself. I'm back today with a post from Mark and Angel, but before we get into it, it would be awesome if you could check out my other podcast, Optimal Finance Daily. It's not me reading to you. I got a really nice and professional sounding guy to read the posts, but I'm the one finding the blogs and curating the content for you. So subscribing to that show helps this one, since it's all part of the Optimal Living Daily family. If you haven't already, please check out Optimal Finance Daily and subscribe to that one too. And extra awesome if you could show someone else how to subscribe. I think I'll leave it at that. Let's hear from Mark and Angel and start optimizing your life. 7 quotes to stop you from worrying about things you can't control, by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com. Letting go of control and being okay with it. That is one of the greatest struggles many of us deal with on a daily basis, myself included. Because letting go of control goes directly against our modernized, industrialized way of living. We are go-getters, doers, architects of our destiny. We build things and make things happen on our own terms. We don't wait for anything to happen on someone else's terms. At least that's what I learned growing up from teachers, sports coaches, movies, songs, magazine articles, and so forth. So allowing things to happen was not in my DNA. I'd never been one to sit back and passively let go of control. Over the years, however, my perspective has shifted. I've learned the hard way that a great deal of the control we believe we have over our lives is an illusion. For example, I've since met the young man who had his life turned upside down by cancer, the young woman and mother of two who lost her husband to death at 27, the family who lost their house in a tornado, the local business owner who was thriving until the economy collapsed, the hardworking employee who lost her job when her employer of 25 years filed for bankruptcy, the runner who lost his leg in a hit-and-run car accident, the mom whose son has Down syndrome despite her doing everything right during pregnancy, and many, many more people just like them. It happens every day. Situations we think we have control over, but we really don't. So what can we do? Let go. Be mindful. The mind, the battleground. I've said it before and I'll say it again, the mind is our biggest battleground. It's the place where the strongest conflict resides. It's where half of the things we thought were going to happen never did happen. It's where our expectations always get the best of us. It's where we fall victim to our cravings to control the uncontrollable. And if we allow these thoughts and cravings to dwell in our minds, they will succeed in robbing us of peace, joy, and ultimately our lives. We will think ourselves into deep heartache and even depression. Truthfully, there's so much about life that we can't control, it makes no sense to waste all our energy on these things and then blatantly neglect everything we can control. We can decide how we spend our time right now, whom we socialize with, whom we share our lives with. We can choose to love and appreciate the people in our lives for exactly who they are. We can choose how we're going to respond to life surprises and disappointments when they arise, and whether we will see them as curses or opportunities for personal growth. And most importantly, we can choose to adjust our attitudes and let go of all our worries about everything we can control, which in turn frees us up to take the next best step forward in our lives. Quotes to stop worrying about the uncontrollable. Like you, I still struggle with letting go of control sometimes, so I've implemented a simple strategy for helping myself with this predicament. In a nutshell, I proactively remind myself not to worry about things I can't control. Anytime I catch myself doing so, I pause and read the following 7 quotes taken from our book and blog archive to myself. Then I take some deep breaths and reassess the situation with a more mindful presence. Number 1, you can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control the way you respond. And in your response is your greatest power. Yes, most of your stress comes directly from the way you think and respond, not the way life is. Adjust your attitude and all the extra stress is gone. Number 2, don't bother worrying about whether there will be problems. There will be plenty of them, and you'll work your way through every one of them. Number 3, if you worry too much about what might be and wonder too long about what might have been, you will ignore and completely miss what is. Realize that worrying is a misuse of your incredible creative energy. Instead of imagining the worst, imagine the best and how you can bring it about. Angel and I show how in the happiness chapter of 1000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently. Number 4, today is a choice. Today, choose grace over impatience, beauty over negativity, and presence over panic. Number 5, there's absolutely nothing about your present situation, even the aspects you can't control, that prevents you from making progress step by step. Number 6, you are alive and breathing, so act like it. Let go of what's wrong and grab a hold of what's right. Make things happen and then let things happen. Learn, accept, explore, create, and experience every single day, one tiny step at a time. Angel and I build tiny life-changing daily rituals with our students in the Goals and Growth module of Getting Back to Happy. Number 7, keep being mindful. Keep breathing deeply. Things ultimately turn out best for people who make the best out of the way things turn out. Afterthoughts. And because there's an obvious correlation to this post, I'll leave you with a little something I've pinned to my office bulletin board. 5 rules of happiness. Don't hate. Don't worry. Give more. Expect less. Live simply. Your turn. Which point above resonated the most with you? And what else do you try to keep in mind to stop yourself from worrying about things you can't control? You just listened to the post titled 7 Quotes to Stop You from Worrying About Things You Can't Control by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com. And that's actually a topic that a listener or multiple listeners said they struggle with, so hopefully you found that helpful. And they mentioned their book and course in that post. You can check out both at markandangel.com. And once again, you can help support this show by subscribing to our other one, Optimal Finance Daily. That'd be a great help if you can give that show some love too. And it's Friday, so I'm just going to let you go. Enjoy your day and your weekend, although I'll still be here over the weekend reading to you, so hopefully I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.